Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I don't know if I have enough time to cover this, but prophetically speaking, Dudermeyer Duderman's grandson, Mike, he's in Russia right now. He was given a prophetic vision some time back, and he had spoke the vision, talked to me about it. I was hoping to have him on the air to talk about it, but he's still in Russia. It's kind of difficult right now. But what he saw was, God showed him, was, and you have to understand how the money works in America, that every country in the world has to turn their money into the dollar, convert it, exchange it for dollars, before they can buy oil. So we have the controlling currency for the world, the globe, and that came after the war, World War II. And that's how strong America was at that time, was. And this is what he saw in the vision. He saw China, North Korea, and Russia in a room together making a covenant. And they were saying, why should the American dollar basically be the dominant thing? In other words, just take that down.
Right.
And what do you have today? You have Russia all in the Middle East right there, willing to buy Cyprus. You know, they're willing to take over the mineral rights for Cyprus. Mm-hmm. It's all about oil. And you have North Korea, which is not even a force to be reckoned with, you know, kicking up a big storm with a new leader there who Pat Robinson reports from CBN that it's actually his aunt that's leading the country, which would be his father's sister from behind. We're not going to go there.
Right.
And here they are threatening, you know, we're going to shoot nuclear weapons at South Korea. We're going to shoot a nuclear weapon at missile at America. And people say, well, you know, he's not going to do it. And of course, that's what they said about Hitler. But understand this, all of a sudden now, China steps in. China's huge. North Korea is like a gnat. These are like nuclear firecrackers they're talking about there. And China steps up now and is going to show up as a hero. And they're starting to, you know, express their power. And they're saying, this doesn't, one country does not need to be stirring up the whole Asian area here. And now China's going to come in as a hero. And so, and you had Russia standing there reportedly, according to CBN News, in North Korea when they were firing off those nuclear test missiles.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have? You have China, North Korea, and Russia that are partnering here. What's going to happen in the last days? The last days is China is going to march all the way up to the Middle East. And so big of an army, it's going to drink the rivers dry, going for resources to be able to feed their nation.
Wow.
What's happening right now? Let me tell you what's going to happen. I don't know how much time I have left, but understand this. If, in fact, that we lose the dollar as the currency for exchange in the world, and we have to now turn our dollars into kronas or whatever money that is the next money out there, then overnight, it could take us $1,000 for a loaf of bread. It's not that the bread costs $1,000. It's just the dollar is not worth anything.
Right.
It's like the Weimar Republic. That's what happened. And we're doing the very same thing. We're printing money. And it's like we are being turned over in our faces to our own selves if we don't repent and turn back to God. I'm going to share more about this in the extra hour today. Hopefully you're going to be joining us. But understand this. This is what Michael Duderman was saying is that when he saw, and this is some time back, this is we're seeing it come to pass now. You're seeing Russia, China, and North Korea partnering up. Understand that 40% of our debt's probably owned by, it's borrowed, majority of it comes from China.
All right.
And it's they don't think anymore like nations. They just think one world economy. And these things like, I don't know, the Constitution gets in their way.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to be able to stop the dollar and take its power away. And they can do that by overnight to switching it to some other currency. And right now, it's like they're waiting to boot that up as soon as we say and let go of our own constitution. But by God's grace, if the church repents, if we rise up, there could be a third great awakening and this whole thing can turn on the dime. We were talking about North Korea, and we ended the first hour talking about North Korea, China, and Russia, and how Michael Dudermeyer Duderman's grandson, who talked about America and the fires. If you have not yet read Deuteronomy or Deuteronomy's prophecy.
Dimitri Dudeman
is America Burns or something like that.
Something like that.
Fire in America. And what God showed him, he showed him fires in Florida, fires in Tennessee, fires in New York, fires in California. And there's these fires. The whole mm-hmm. state's on fire. And he came to America thinking it's the land of God. You know, that everybody's right. Christian. They call America a Christian nation. Right. And I had a chance to meet him some years back before he passed. And he was shocked. He couldn't believe all the sin that was happening. Because he went to California.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He should have went to Texas. Anyway, the... went to California and he's thinking, what's going on? He's traveling around. He could not believe because we're living such wealthy, luxurious lives compared to where he came from in Russia or the Ukraine or, you know.
I think it's Ukraine.
Ukraine. And this is a man who smuggled Bibles in.
A Romanian.
Romanian. Yeah, he's Romanian. That's actually where Michael is now. Michael's in Romania. The orphanage is there helping out. But he smuggled in Bibles and got arrested for it. Angels would appear and give him directions about where to go. They took him and literally hooked him up to car batteries to torture him to the point that his teeth fell out. He came to America, and when God gave him a vision of America, he showed what was going on and the burning and all. And he's just crying out, "Why would you bring me here? Why would you bring me here?" And he says, "Demetria, you tell him. Mm-hmm. And so he went around and he told, and hopefully we'll have that up on the torch. I don't know the exact name of the book right now. You probably could pull it up on the torch and let me know, because we've talked about it before. But does prophecies come into pass? You know, that there's going to be a battle for America. It's either going to go God's way or it's going to go the world's way. And there's a battle going on right now. And it can go either way. You know, God rests the future of mankind with man. He lets us choose which way we want to go. And in that, we have to realize there's something that we need to do. And we need to position ourselves to be a part of being on the right side of history, that we're standing up, you know, for God and his ways. And the first thing we do with that is we have personal transformation. You don't want to jump ahead of the game without, you know, asking God to deal with you first. I mean, think about it. Moses said, "Okay, I'll go." When he's on the backside of the desert. But understand what happened to Moses on his way there. The hands of God were choking him out because he didn't deal with the sin in his home. And so he went to deal, and God was saying, "Listen, you're supposed to be they're supposed to be circumcised. You didn't circumcise your son." He didn't repeat the blessing to the next generation, to his sons. And his wife, Zipporah, stepped in and did that and relieved the stress of God, or the stress of Moses, by helping walk in obedience. And it's just so, understand that you want to be able to, the first thing you need to do with this is that we got to say, we can't blame everything on everybody. We got to say, we have to be able to say that, God, I've sinned, and mean it. Not just some religious rhetorical, you know, pointing to heaven because you got a Grammy for a movie that you cursed God in. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about that.
Right.
I'm talking about that you own your own sin. You just say, "God, I've sinned. Lord, I've fallen short. You know, I've rebelled against you. You know, I said I was, but I wasn't," and all these different things. And then you say, "Forgive me," and he forgives you. Now you're positioned as you begin to abide with him and get yourself strong in your faith and don't count on your previous words in God to say, and you're a disciple of Jesus Christ. Get re-discipled. relearn again the ways of Jesus, because they call him the new way of life. It's a new way of life. It's what we're doing. And if we're blending in with everybody that's not even declaring that they love God or know God, understand that's not right, because we're supposed to be walking in a new way. And the new way is walking the way in the way that Jesus walked, talking in the way that Jesus talked. And that is part of the, is considered being a disciple of Jesus. He says, "If you follow my teachings, then you're really my disciple. And you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be free. And freedom comes when we go become a disciple of Jesus Christ. And then at that point, when we're a disciple of Jesus Christ and we're hanging out with him, we're abiding with him. And if you don't know about abiding, go to iabide.org and find out today. And it's just a simple abiding plan we have there for you so you can begin to abide with him. So you want to be his disciple and you want to abide with him. That's your personal transformation. And as you're learning to be confident in your walk in him and hearing his voice, you're ready to do whatever he asks you to do because he's going to direct you all the way. But this particular book is called A Prophetic Warning to America by Dimitri Duderman that I talked about a little bit earlier. And that's going to be posted up on the VFN Torch so that you can hear it. But it seems like it's coming to pass right now. And his grandson is the one that had this vision where God let him know what was going to happen about the dollar. And overnight, and this is what I was talking about at the end of Extra Hour, imagine overnight, and this is what he says in the Book of Revelations, you can't even buy a bread for a bag of gold.
No.
And that means the economy switched. Mm-hmm. Something happened to the economy, the big shift in the economy. But you look also, he talks about that that you cannot get involved in the economy unless you take the mark of the beast. Right?
Right.
Which is a 666, some form of, you know, three sixes, and which is the number of man. And but if you enter into this economy, then obviously you're going to get bread. Listen, learn how to fast now.
Yeah.
If you haven't learned to do without now, I mean, learn. You can go 40 days without bread.
Yeah.
You can go 40 days without bread, believe it or not. And that gives you time to seek God and find out, you know, what is the response? What does God want you to do? If he wants you to eat barley, you know, eat something, you know, whatever. You don't want to, I'm not saying how it's going to happen. I don't really know how it's going to happen, but I know we're looking right in our faces right now that this is what the devil would want. This is what evil people that are held captive by the adversary would want, is for it to shift now. I mean, they're tracking everything.
Yeah.
Everything's being tracked. We're being tracked as we're talking right now. Probably every word is being turned into text. So it's a searchable data. I mean, that's what's probably going on.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew when we stepped at this particular level that it could be a walk straight to the furnace. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's
Shadrach,
right.
Meshach, and Abednego. Abednego. But we also know about the fourth man in the fire.
That's right.
But either way, our God can keep us and our God can deliver us. But even if he doesn't, he's still God. And let it be said of us that we stood for God. And that's what you want. You just want to stand for God.
That's right.
And if you're worried about people not they won't stand with you, just realize they probably won't. But it's all right.
That's right.
You know, God still loves them. You might not, but God still loves them.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.